This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl, and here is today's word of the day for you. It's YouTuber. It's a noun roughly defined, as you might imagine, as people who owe their fame or their livelihoods or perhaps both to the videos that they post on YouTube. Their story is today's installment of our series, Screen Wars.
No money down.
That one's in the dirt.
On a brighter note, commercial break.
There's been a crossover thing happening lately. YouTubers landing on network television shows and big ad campaigns, and a lot of them winding up in Los Angeles, which is rapidly becoming the center of the YouTube entertainment business. Marketplace's Queen of Kim has the story.
Meet Meg.
Hey, I'm Meg DeAngelis, and I'm a YouTuber.
DeAngelis is a college dropout who started making videos in the eighth grade when she was really into gymnastics.
Hey, everyone. Today, I'm going to be teaching you how to do a backhand.
So I started by posting videos that were just like my hobbies. So I would have videos of like a backflip or something.
It's really important not to hurt your wrists while doing
stuff that weren't meant to be like a genre or like a channel.
But the videos got tens of thousands of hits and DeAngelis kept making them. And she might have just kept it as a hobby, but things changed last year when she came to Los Angeles to visit a fellow YouTuber.
She kind of took me around LA and I met so many other YouTubers.
It's sort of weird to me, like I've never met YouTubers.
It was weird to me too. And to find out that they all live close to each other and hang out was really cool. I just wanted to be a part of that whole bubble.
And so DeAngelis dropped out of college in Florida and moved to LA to join a growing community of 20-somethings who are trying to make it as YouTubers.
I like putting like an insane amount of songs.
DeAngelis is showing me how she edits her videos, and these days it's mostly about fashion. In this one, she's modeling fall accessories that she made. I asked her, what's it mean to make it as a YouTuber? Is it a role on television or a movie? Maybe on reality TV, like that YouTuber Bethany Mota, who got onto Dancing with the Stars? But DeAngelis says she's not interested in acting.
I really want to have a clothing line because so much of my channel is about fashion.
For YouTubers, making such goals come true starts here in a large converted warehouse in West Los Angeles.
Enter the world of Awesomeness TV.
Jackie Coppell is the head of talent development at Awesomeness TV, one of a growing number of multi-channel networks on YouTube. This is how Awesomeness works. Anybody can start a channel and start posting videos to the network. At the same time, Awesomeness TV also creates original videos that feature YouTubers like DeAngelis.
So much of what we do is in-house. So we have editors, we have a production team, we have a scripted team, we have reality.
Coppell says when DeAngelis came to Awesomeness, she had about 250,000 subscribers.
Just about 8 months later, she's over 1.3 million subscribers.
And Coppell says Awesomeness helped DeAngelis do that by plugging her into its shows.
We have her in a scripted show with Royal Caribbean where she went on a cruise.
These branded shows are paid for by companies that want to promote their goods.
And then we also have her in some of our more beauty-focused content, like Makeup Mythbusters. That's a show that she sort of helms.
And remember, this isn't to launch DeAngelis into an acting career, but to get her a clothing line. Lisa Filippelli is an agent at Big Frame, which is an independent subsidiary of Awesomeness. She says lots of people mistakenly think of YouTubers as talent, like in the Hollywood sense of the word, as in actors, but
they're influencers, not talent. A talent is a person who just shows up to set, they do what they do, and then they're done.
An influencer is somebody who's constantly engaging with their audience, whether it's on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, or Snapchat. And Filippelli says these influencers get their audience to talk about stuff. And increasingly, they're getting people to buy stuff, too.
There's YouTubers on the New York Times bestseller list and selling out tours and selling massive amounts of product in stores.
And she says YouTubers are disrupting almost every segment of the teen consumer market. For example, instead of fashion magazines, teens are increasingly turning to YouTubers for beauty and fashion tips. Filippelli says with more advertising moving from television to video, that trend will accelerate. Back at DeAngelis' apartment, she's still waiting to make it. DeAngelis won't say how much she makes at Awesomeness, but she does say she's mostly living off savings.
When I was living with my parents, I didn't pay rent, so I just saved a lot.
DeAngelis worked odd jobs and also made money off the advertisements that ran on her YouTube videos. She says if she runs out of money, she'll probably go back to college. And while she's hopeful about the opportunities ahead, DeAngelis is also conscious that her time might be limited.
I can't do Vine, Snapchat, or like any of the new apps. Like I can only do like Twitter and Instagram and like the basic ones. And it almost feels like I'm getting like really old.
And how old are you?
I'm 19.
In Los Angeles, I'm Queenie Kim for Marketplace.